You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, and we're already getting love on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Kai Cole. It's wonderful to have you guys already starting with us. You're listening to, thank you. You like my shirt. Hey, Brother Dal. Ooh, I got both of them on here. I'm not used to getting so much love so quickly. I haven't even started talking yet. This is great. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful show. I've got an amazing guest on the phone with us today. Of course, you guys know what that means. That means you get to see my pretty face for the whole hour instead of seeing two of us. But first, of course, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. Ooh, two relatively short quotes. Let's see. Let's start first with the universe. When something difficult or painful happens, always look to see what makes it possible that wouldn't have otherwise been possible. Like a new adventure, a closer friendship, or chocolate in your peanut butter. Everything makes you better. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Especially we love like chocolate and peanut butter. Like that just makes everything better. So when something difficult or painful happens, look to see what makes it possible. You know, so often we have a tendency to judge and to kind of say, oh, like this is good or this is bad. And like, you know, oh, this shouldn't happen. And you know, when we're in the middle of these situations, we have a tendency to like just want it to be over and get out of it. And our resistance to those situations tend to actually make them a little bit tougher. Whereas if we can see the gift in those difficult situations, if we can see, you know, what have we learned from it? You know, what adventure, you know, has it brought us closer to someone else? I mean, how many people out there have had that situation where because you were going through a difficult time that it actually brought you closer to somebody else? Maybe somebody else who is also going through a difficult time at that time. Or maybe it's the person who actually was responsible for that difficult time. That once you got through it, you actually became closer than you were before that difficulty started. So we have this tendency to like always look at the, you know, anything that makes us uncomfortable, that makes us, you know, something that's a little painful, we tend to judge that right away, but we forget that pain and uncomfortableness serves a real purpose in our lives. And that when we stop shying away from that And instead, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say embrace it because it's like, no, we don't want to embrace pain. Pain is uncomfortable. But yes, not, if you can't embrace it, just stop judging it. Just allow it, notice it, see what it is doing in your life, and just check in. And it's like, is what is the lesson in this? What is the gift in this? You know, our minds are amazing. They're like the Google search engine. Anything we put into our minds are going to find an answer for. So when we're in some kind of difficult situation, if we kind of put in, well, where's the gift? What's the silver lining? You know, what's the beauty in this? How is this making me better, stronger? We'll find those answers. But if all we do is judge it and say, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be over. Oh, when is this going to stop? Oh my God, I can't stand this. Then we miss out on so much richness that is, could potentially be there in the situation. So I believe what the universe is trying to say, besides everything makes us better, is that when we can stop and take a breath and look at whatever is this particular situation that's going on in the time that may be difficult or painful, to just allow it and be present to it without running away from it, without denying it, without waiting for it to be over, to just be present to it and look for the gift in it. Yes, that takes presence of mind. Yes, that takes practice. Yes, you're not going to be able to do that the first time you try and do it. That's okay. But the more we move in that direction, the more we see the gift, the more we find the gift in it. So, a beautiful quote from the universe, and I think actually kind of apropos for what we're going to be talking about today. All right, let's see what Abraham has for us today. No one can deny you anything. You only deny it through your vibrational contradiction. Abraham. Another very interesting quote. And one I think very much related to the first one. And that is what Abraham is saying is that nothing external can keep us from what it is that we truly want and desire. The only thing that keeps us from these things that we desire are ourselves. It is where we are not a vibrational match to what it is that we want. So, we want more abundance in our life, but it's not showing up. Where are we not a vibrational match to abundance? Has nothing to do with your boss, has nothing to do with the government, has nothing to do with the economy. It purely has to do with where we are energetically within ourselves. You want an amazing relationship with a partner. Where are you out of vibrational alignment with having an amazing relationship with yourself? We are the creators of our life. We are the creators, in a way, of the world around us. If there are things we desire in our life that are not showing up, the most productive thing, the most productive question we can ask is, where am I out of vibrational alignment with what it is that I want? And when we find where we're out of alignment, that's where our work is. That's where the practice comes in. That's where the deeper work happens, where we can shift and change. Because when we do, because when we do line up energetically, vibrationally, where with what it is we truly wish to manifest in our lives, Nothing can deny them, deny that from us. So, two beautiful, beautiful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. And it's very interesting because they kind of relate to what Elizabeth Tripp was just talking about in her show, Nourish the Soul. And also, I think, pretty apropos for what we're going to be talking about with our guest. And so it is my extreme pleasure to welcome Adam Lamb, an author, speaker, coach, and relationship guide. Adam has been a speaker, author, and relationship guide for men of all ages, assisting them to reconnect to their authentic masculine power through one-on-one and coaching programs and immersive retreats. He hosts a weekly live video show, The Morning Manifesto, Manifesto, on Facebook, as well as a monthly podcast, Manifesto Radio, which is available all over the place, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, you know, the works, where he talks about if a man can open his heart without losing his balls. He is the author of Profanity and Its Proper Use, Getting Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable, and An Initiated Man, Finally, Discovering My Harmonized Manhood Through Plant Medicine. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Adam.
Thank you so much, Sam. I got to tell you, I am just very appreciative for the opportunity to be on with you, and I am a big fan. There was so much to dive into just your opening comments. I just don't even know where to start.
I know. They're always so apropos. And, you know, I don't cherry pick them. You know, these are the quotes that came to my inbox this morning. And they're always so apropos for whatever guest I happen to have on today. And you, my friend, I'm really, really looking forward to our conversation because I think this is a very, very timely conversation to have right now in light of the Me Too movement, in light of all the things that are coming out about, you know, all of these people like Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and like all these people, it's the masculine has been so abusive of its power for so long. Mm-hmm. We don't want to deny the masculine, but it's like, how do we live into it in the proper way that doesn't put down the feminine and doesn't deny who we are as men?
Yeah, it's a very, very fine line to walk. And I, even in my personal circles, I have friends who are just kind of like very confused about their ways of being and feeling into it and saying, okay, so the old ways of like thinly veiled locker room talk or innuendo and conversation with members of the opposite sex. So if that's off the table, then how do we move forward? Right. And this whole thing about Weinstein and all these folks who are taking a dive. And I spent 35 years as an executive chef in the hospitality business, and it's still to this day known as a rough place for women and people of color to come up to, even though they've been probably a breath of fresh air insofar as, you know, the old, what I used to call the old white wall of aprons. And to me, it's more about a conversation about patriarchy. Granted, it was facilitated by men who were locked into these old ideas of what the masculine is supposed to be, but it's really the abuse of power over those who don't have power.
Right.
And I think that's the bigger conversation that needs to be had. Although there are folks who want to limit it to the toxic masculinity. And I think that's right. Kind of a red herring. Yeah, that needs to be addressed. But it's when power comes into the equation that it becomes really a real danger to anybody.
Yeah.
And as I was coming up in the restaurant industry, one of my very first chefs was a woman. Uh-huh. And she took it upon herself to visit every single slight that had been visited upon me. So I was kind of like the representative whipping post. And finally, she was going to show me what she had put up with. And it wasn't necessarily a great experience, although I certainly understood where her right. where her anger right. came from.
Because okay, I want you to hold on to that for the moment because we're going to take sure. a quick break. And when we come back, I do want to talk about sort of your journey of how you went from being sort of an executive chef to mm-hmm. a coach, a relationship guide, and somebody who is really helping to balance out the masculine and the sure. patriarchy, okay? So just a quick yep. shout-out before we go to break. Jake, welcome to the Facebook live stream. Laird, Cole Hansen, oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you're here for this conversation today. Craig and Valerie. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour is Adam Lamb, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Oh, getting lots of comments on the Facebook live stream about my shirt. Yes, it's a fun shirt. It's got like little farmhouses and villages and little windmills and things like that on it. I'm going to a little social get together this evening, so I thought I'd wear it. It's kind of a fun shirt. Thank you, Kai.
Smart, very smart.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Glad you're watching also on the Facebook live stream. So we were talking about sort of about you sort of being the sacrificial lamb to your first chef who was a woman. So tell us just kind of briefly sort of your journey of how you went from being an executive chef and sort of coming up professionally in that world to then sort of deciding to shift and change to really focus on this aspect of embodying the divine masculine, for lack of a better term.
Sure. It's funny because anytime my wife and I happen to be in any kind of social situations, even though I am now kind of fully focused on my coaching business, anytime my wife introduces me to somebody, she'll say, you know, Adam's a chef and a coach, people are most often completely enraptured by the fact that I may have spent time in the culinary industry. So there's something about the white jacket that people find just fascinating. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I tried to do other things. I tried to go into other industries, but for some reason the kitchen just kept calling me back. I started washing dishes when I was 15 years old, went into the Air Force as a cook, which is something that nobody ever did. They usually ended up as a cook because they failed out of another MOS or career field. So, my entire focus was that I wanted to be an A-tier chef by the time I was 35. So most of my efforts, even though I was married and starting a family, most of my efforts were based around that place to get to. So I was really, really focused on my ability to produce excellent cuisine, almost to the extent of ignoring everything else that was calling my attention, again, because I thought that I had something to prove. So as I came up in the industry, I noticed that there were guys, both men and women, that I would hire that were incredibly talented, but who were displaying what Martin Prechtel would call uninitiated behavior, where they would go out to all hours drinking and then show up on the shift hungover. And the reason that I recognized that is because I had once been that way as well. And so I realized that I had fallen in love with the industry, not because I wanted to create great cuisine, but because I really loved the people that I worked with. So I started spending more and more time actively coaching these people.
The people in the kitchen sort of became your community.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you become siloed in that between those four walls, they become your family, and to some extent more real than your wife or family, because you end up spending inordinate amounts of time with them. So the relationships become very powerful very quickly, and something that you cling to in order to get through a really rough shift. But after I took the coaching program, I realized that all this time I thought I was a great leader, all I had been was a starch white jacket telling people what to do. So I started to shift my way of being around just asking lots of pertinent questions and having these bridging conversations so that people could come to their own ahas about what they needed to do. And I realized that I wanted to assist culinary professionals to lead a more fulfilling life, and none of that's got to do with cooking. So that's how I started actually doing my coaching programs. And chefs as a group are a really tough sell, that it's a market that really needs this type of work, but since they're not really well practiced at webinars and things of that sort, I found that even though that there was a real need, there weren't a whole lot of folks that were willing to engage me, because either they thought that it would never happen to them, or that they had already faced these demons and gotten past them. And what I know about myself right now is, even though that, you know, I am coaching and leading men's circles, you know, there's still work that I have to do, or I get to do, even now. So when you started the show talking about pain and problems, it resonated so strongly with me that, because even just after Thanksgiving, I had an issue with my back, which I experienced this excruciating pain, some that I hadn't dealt with in the last 15 years. And instead of running away from it, or trying to mute it with painkillers or something like that, for the first time in my life, I was actually able to lean in and say, okay, so what is this gift? What is it trying to tell me? And right. Again, I kind of fell back into the same thing. My ever-present way of trying to push and to prove and to validate myself and my body was actually asking me to basically let it all burn down around me, and to take time to nurture myself and my body, and to practice radical self-responsibility around the things that I need to do in order to take care of myself, as opposed to constantly trying to take care of others.
Right. Self-care, so, so important. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's like when you start doing this work, even if you're a guide for other people, you know, our own work is never over. And I mean, I that's why it's called the great work. I mean, this is a work of a lifetime, but there's nothing else that is as fulfilling or is as beautiful as doing the great work on ourselves.
I think that's what can be so perplexing at times, what's been coined awakening schizophrenia, because it seems like the more conscious we become, the contrast becomes so, so sharp and so painful. That's like, what, really? I got to do more work?
Yeah.
Can't I just relax in today and just really enjoy today instead of it being some type of learning opportunity?
Yeah, well, don't worry. There are those days. You can relax, because as you learn, as we practice more self-care, we learn that, you know what? sometimes it's just okay to play and not worry about doing the work, because we need that in order to give us the strength to keep doing the work.
I couldn't agree more. Last year I had a pretty mystical experience. I went to Costa Rica and spent a week at a lovely resort doing plant medicine. And
was that arrhythmia?
Yeah, it was definitely arrhythmia. And
yeah. I've had friends
a great time there. And that's where I was. I had a real aha as far as my ways of being around my masculinity. But the other thing was, is, you know, so what is my practice? And part of that was, you know, every morning expressing love for myself, because there had been so many times in my life where I was the bad boy and given into believing someone else's story about me, that I kind of self-negated both the good parts and the bad parts of myself. So part of my practice every morning is expressing love for myself, for my ego, for my soul, for my body, and resolving and releasing any judgments I might have made at 5 or at 16 or at 17 or at 21 or 31 around someone else, making me the victim, which of course is silly, because no one ever does that. It's what we take on ourselves.
Right. And
so
the meaning
aspect of radical responsibility is really a powerful thing for me, because it means that I can't blame anybody else.
Right. It's like, darn,
and
I can't.
After a lifetime of practice, leaning into what that means is not only refreshing, but sometimes something that I struggle with, because whereas my nature would have been to automatically blame my situation or my boss or my parents or whatever, and now to kind of roll that around and realize that I'm the only one that's responsible, is both liberating and taxing at times. And that ability to relax into it, as you were just saying, happens during my practice. And I can't imagine my life without it, because it provides me an opportunity to at least distance myself by a breath or a moment, to give myself pause and present myself to the moment, as opposed to allowing my monkey mind or my ego. I actually have a name for my ego. His name is Sluggo, from the old Sluggo Nancy comics, you know, and Sluggo will try to convince me, otherwise. And he's so full of guile and wit that if I'm not on my guard, I'll start reciting the same old story. And
cool. Let me just a quick shout out to some more people on the Facebook live stream. Pat, thank you for tuning in. Maria, Ta, oh brother, you have to chime in. And Karuna. And I just want to remind people on the Facebook live stream that that if you have any questions or comments, please just type them in to the comment section of the video. If anyone would like to call in and ask their own questions, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. Yes, Karuna, I will be here this afternoon up until about, I think, 5:30. I got something to go through this evening. We just got like a minute or so before break. When did you start writing books? When did you decide to become an author?
I have been writing probably as early as I've been able to hold a pencil. And it's one of the things I realized that is kind of one of my superpowers. As long as I've ever been a chef, I always had this dream that I would be on stage or writing books. And so a lot of the time that I was spent as a chef, instead of enjoying where I was constantly looking over the fence and thinking that I should have been doing something else, as opposed to kind of leaning in. And that's why now, when I get an opportunity to take a short-term contract at a hotel or a restaurant, I enjoy it so much, because I realize that no matter where I go, there I am, and I'm taking it with me, this ability to write or coach. And so I'm writing all the time.
Wow. Okay, great. So we're going to take our break. When we come back, I want to start talking about your new book, An Initiated Man, finally, and sort of what the inspiration was for that. And we'll continue to explore this whole topic of harmonized manhood, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of The Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Adam Lamb, author of the book, new book. Is it out yet, An Initiated Man, finally?
It'll be out in a month's time, although if you go to aninitiatedman.com, you can pick up not only the first chapter of the book for free, but there's also really great morning affirmation audio. Just kind of wanted to continue to keep up the profile and that this book is coming out. So it'll be the Kindle version first, which will be available May 22nd. And then a month later, it'll be the paperback. And then a month after that will be the audiobook format. So having a great deal of fun kind of playing around with this all, especially the audiobook. It's the first time I've ever done an audiobook. And I have this aspect of, you know, again, with kind of the old forms of masculinity, you know, to be a good soldier and to kind of toil away by yourself. I had came to this moment where I was formatting the book and I thought I knew what I was doing. And I must have struggled for about 3 or 4 days to try to get page numbers consistent. and then because I had this idea that I had to do it myself. And then finally, in frustration, I posted on Facebook, you know, just, can anybody help me? And this gal, Dagny Grant, responded back to me, and she actually had it done in like less than 10 minutes. So it's one aspect of, you know, a new harmonized form of manhood is, you know, realizing when you need help to actually ask for it and then be willing to receive it.
Right.
Because so much of us, you know, can I give you a hint? Nope, got it. Yeah. Got it. No, I'm good as we're, you know.
Yeah, it's okay to stop the car, roll down the window and ask for directions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. So what was the inspiration for this book? What made you decide to talk about, you know, harmonized manhood?
Yeah, I was working on a much bigger book called Circle Jerk, Lessons of Manhood That My Father Never Taught Me. And ostensibly, I know it's kind of a funny title. So it's about this journey of growing up in a mixed cultured family. My mother's Cuban and my dad was American. My mother was the youngest out of 7 sisters and 2 brothers who came from Cuba in the late 50s. And them coming from an island to their memories or their version of Cuba is a Cuba that didn't exist anymore. So when they would get together, these great big family reunions, there'd be all this conversation and reminiscing. And not only that, this display of machismo from the uncles and, and godfathers and stuff. So there were these explicit forms of masculinity that I was trained in, and implicit also. And the women of the Cuban family were very, very strong, and sometimes could, you know, geld, you know, cut a man off at the knees with either a look or or a word. So it was an interesting time to grow up and be viewing this and recording it all along. So I wanted to kind of explore that, and how I realized that a lot of what I learned growing up was complete bullshit, because I realized that I had always been kind of a sensitive guy, but didn't seem to be safe anywhere in the world to be a sensitive man,
right?
Without, you know, your friends kind of
ragging on you
or becoming a target.
Yeah.
So in the midst of this book, I realized that I actually had to write the next book, which was Initiated Man. Finally, of course, it's an inside joke, because at what point can we say finally about our lives at all? it was just kind of a broadening of this idea of my masculinity as it was related to in my relationship with my wife, Jennifer Huff, who's an amazing person, and she's been in the self-development space for about 20 years.
Oh.
And she's an amazing person. And so it was my fourth marriage. And
wow. Wait. Fourth marriage?
Fourth marriage. You could say I'm a fool for love.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, how long did the first three last?
Believe it or not, right around 7-8 years each one.
Each one? Wow.
Yeah, each one. And I started way too young.
Yeah.
And had a child.
Would you start when you were 12 or something?
I'm sorry?
You started when you were 12?
Something like that. But I mean, for the first marriage, I had no idea how to love myself. So how could I love anybody else?
And, of course, yeah.
I made series of mistakes. I had this dark night of the soul when I was living on the island of Tortola, British Virgin Islands, where I had to come and view myself in my entirety. There were parts of my personality that I had kind of looked away from, or not necessarily recognized or completely owned. So I took a resume and crossed out the jobs I had done, but used it as a time frame, and actually wrote down the major relationships that happened during that time frame, the major life events that happened, how those relationships ended, what I made up about life and love, about those endings or beginnings. And after I got done with that exercise, it became completely clear to me the cycles of which I had been engaged in my life. And part of it was, you know, growing up in a household where any conversation could lead to a huge blowout, I had somehow gotten a message that confrontation is a bad thing. And so a lot of times in my relationships, I allowed others to believe what they wanted to believe in order to keep the peace, even though I might not necessarily have, I might have wanted to have my voice heard. And very often when things were going bad at work or my relationship, I would start pursuing another relationship, because that was one of the ways that I could feel better about myself, was my capacity to engage in a relationship, even though it might be illicit or ill-advised. So when I had that realization, that's kind of what set me on the path of, like, actually choosing to live. Up until that point, I had been slowly killing myself through drugs and alcohol and bad choices. And so I said, there's got to be a better way. And so I basically put one foot in front of the other and started this journey. And not too long after that, Jennifer came into my life. And so this aspect, after we'd been together for 3-4 years, I realized that I was still, you know, still holding her responsible for my happiness. You know, how could I be so bitter and jaded to a woman who was so beautiful, who was so kind and giving, who was so, like, my biggest fan? I still had this thing about me. So that's when I decided to take some drastic action and go to Costa Rica to Rhythmia and check this thing out that I had heard so much about.
So
about
was that the first time that you had done...
As a way of gaining a different perspective on myself and my masculinity and my ways of being. And what I realized was is that what I call harmonized masculinity is simply us embodying not only the divine masculine, but also the divine feminine that's within us. So that there is a, not even necessarily a balance, because there is kind of a dance where in some situations, maybe the masculine is more present. In some instances, maybe the feminine is more present. But it's this acceptance of me, complete who I am, both the good parts and the bad parts, in neutrality. So when I can say that, yes, I'm a father, son, leader, lover, author, coach, I can also say to myself that I own liar, cheater, thief, master, manipulator. Mm-hmm. Again, in neutrality, not as a way of kicking myself in my ass as I had done in the past and using that as an example for a bad behavior or treating myself badly, but as a way of owning all of who I am right now in this moment.
So was your experience at Rhythmia, was that your first opportunity to experience any kind of plant medicine?
In that type of setting, yes. I mean, clearly I had dabbled in all types of drugs and some psychedelics as I was growing up in the 80s. I had done mushrooms, LSD, all kinds of different stuff. The thing that I think set Rhythmia apart for me was this container that Jerry has put together, where there was morning yoga and there were daily little workshops, an explanation of what to expect and how to integrate that. And then for me, it was, how do you bring all that back into your life? Integrate that into your daily way of being when it can seem at times so remote and so distant in your past. And I guess that would be the same way, like if you're going to do a Joe Dispenza weekend workshop, take time out of your life to have this life-altering experience, you still have to get back into your life, and how do you integrate that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because you can do all the plant medicine you want, but without integration, and I'm also going to say community, because from my own experiences, I've learned how important community is, and it is essential as well, but without integrating that experience into your day-to-day life, it was just a nice experience and nothing more, and it doesn't actually make the profound changes that it is capable of doing in your life.
Couldn't agree more. And one of the side aspects of this of the release of this book is a private Facebook group called the Great Spirit Plant Integration Workshop. So the idea behind that is biweekly webinars or Facebook Lives within that group to assist others who perhaps decided to do plant medicine outside of that particular container, to give them some type of perspective moving forward and to assist them in grounding that experience. To get back to that daily, that my daily practice, if I didn't have that to kind of help ground me through, again, that kind of awakening schizophrenia, I might believe my ego when he tells me it was all BS, Adam. You just thought all that stuff up. It's just a fertile imagination.
Right. By the way, when you were talking about the integration and the webinar, we got a lot of Facebook love for that one. Okay, time, believe it or not, for us to take our last break of the show. Gee, things go by so fast when you're having fun.
They sure do, sir.
So quick shout out to Kevin, Laurie, and Rachel for joining us on the Facebook live stream. And thank you, Dell. Yes, it is all so true. All right, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I just want to touch upon one or two more topics, and then we'll let everybody know how they can find you and get in touch and find your books, okay?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness?
I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with author and executive chef Adam Lamb, all about harmonized masculinity. So, Adam, you know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, the need to or how you know, we need to sort of become sort of truly masculine without being egocentered and without being, self-centered and without being domineering and you know, having to control everything. And, you know, we've seen a lot of that in the world today that you know, the feminine is rising up and saying, you know, standing up for themselves, which is beautiful in a way of like, hey, you know, we're not going to accept being second-class citizens anymore. But there's also sort of a little bit of a danger that I've noticed in that things can go too far the other way as well. And I just saw an example of this on Facebook the other day where someone posted an article about Tony Robbins and his response to a woman on stage about this whole Me Too movement. And they kind of framed it about him being sort of not sensitive to the female side. But in watching the video and reading the comments of someone who would watch the whole thing, of how what he said was taken very much out of context, and that really what he was trying to say, hey, look, what these guys maybe did is not right, but you don't want to, you know, cut off a guy's masculinity as well, that we need to be both balanced in the feminine and masculine, and mm-hmm. that emasculating a man isn't going to give you what you want either.
Absolutely. You know, Bill Maher has been speaking out on this quite predominantly on his show, and Matt Damon was a great example of, you know, saying that, you know, a come on at the water cooler is not the same thing as rape. And then a bunch of women came out and started to shame him. And Bill Maher's point was like, there are degrees, neither one is acceptable, and there are degrees between that. So and here's the point. I believe strongly that if men stay silent, then the conversation can certainly go that way. And when I say silent, I mean, I wrote a piece on my website as an apology to the angry woman as an avatar to a person that I met. And as my wife read the piece, she says, I don't necessarily know if this is correct, because I don't think there's a single woman out there that wants you to tell them anything. They're not looking for it. They want to know what you're doing. And that's one of the reasons why locally in Asheville, North Carolina, I started a group on meetup.com and created a men's circle that meets once a month, ostensibly for two particular reasons. Number one, so that a group of men could come together in a supportive environment and be heard. Mm-hmm. And the second one is at the end of their share, they get to have an ask because it's a way of practicing of asking for what you want, even though the answer may be no. And that type of work has been powerful for me, not only as a facilitator, but also as part of the group. And one of the participants said that when he got up that morning, he was like, oh, we're going to the men's group tonight. Okay, I guess. And then by the end of the circle, he was like, oh my God, thank goodness this environment exists.
Yeah.
Very rarely in our history has been the divine feminine and the divine masculine ascendant at the same time.
Right.
And my belief is that with all the different problems that exist in the world, neither by themselves will actually help solve anything. It is only when the divine masculine and divine feminine are ascendant at the same time can we actually help solve all the problems that exist, or a majority of the problems that exist.
Right.
So there's, again, a dance to be had. And women have every right to this particular time in history with the Me Too. Part of my apology in this blog post was that I'm sorry that it took so long.
Yes.
But by the same token, it's going to take all of us. And your point about it takes a community, I can't stress how important that is to me personally, especially since from the perspective of, you know, what I went through in Costa Rica and then coming back and then creating a community. You know, part of the second blog post that I wrote in relation to this was, you know, men, you got to do your work. You
right.
got to do your work. And if you can't find a group local to you, then you have to start one. And
right.
there's some great books out there that have been written on how to hold the space for a men's meeting and things of that sort. But I think that all of us, speaking as men, or a lot of us are walking around knowing that there's work to be done, but kind of unsure as how to do it. When
right.
I had my dark night of my soul, I never once thought about going on the internet and searching for men's groups. And then as part of my podcast, I started finding all these amazing groups, Men's Sheds in Australia, Well Men in Canada, all these different groups that exist out there.
And the Mankind Project, have you heard of the Mankind Project?
Absolutely. I talk to Boyce and Hodson all the time. So there are these groups out there now, ready-made, and all it takes is for someone to stand up and step in and say, okay, I'm ready to take my stuff on.
Right, exactly. And that's ultimately, right, what we're trying to do as facilitators is to help support people to bring them to that place where they're ready to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And ultimately, as a coach or a leader, the first question is, are you coachable?
Right.
You know, are you willing? Are you willing to consider that there might be a different trajectory that you can be on, or a
right.
different outcome that might be possible for you. And
right.
if there's a willingness, then that's all that anybody really needs.
All right. So I just want to ask you about your other books, just because the titles are so much fun. Profanity and its Proper Use, real quick, because we just got a few minutes left.
Profanity and its Proper Use.
What's that about?
Profanity and its Proper Use is just a book of poetry. around a particular poem that I wrote around everyday language. Another one that I'm almost done with is a language I don't understand, based upon, you know, the fact that I very often am with groups of people and they want to talk about, you know, the weather today or the sports. And to me, that's a language I don't understand, because very often I'm looking for a deeper, more more profound conversation.
Okay.
Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Just
right.
a very small book about letting go, based upon this aspect of, you know, we think that we want a very comfortable life, but in reality, having a problem is what gives our life juice and
right.
meaning. So getting to a point where you're comfortable being uncomfortable allows a much more open space of not only pure enjoyment, but also of being able to give to others from the heart without it trying to mean something about it.
Right. And Circle Jerk.
And Circle Jerk, Lessons of Manhood, My Father Never Taught Me. That'll be out next year. It's taken me a little bit longer than that. And An Initiated Man, finally, will be coming out May 22nd. And I encourage all our listeners to come to the website at initiatedman.com, grab your morning meditation and your first chapter, and I'll be the first one to send an email when that book's ready to come out.
Awesome. Awesome. Dell Henderson gave you lots of smiles on it. I'm sure he'll be going to your website shortly. If people want to learn more about your work, more about you, get in touch with you, where's the best place to go?
They can go to the website, adammlamb.com. And of course, I have a Facebook page as well. And I really look forward to connecting with anybody who wants to show up. And Sam, I just, again, want to just say thank you so very much for allowing me to come on. I think what you're doing is so very important. And I'm in deep gratitude for our relationship.
Oh, absolutely. And Adam, this is just the beginning. You have to promise me if you're ever going to make it up to New York City, you got to let me know. And I'll do the same for you. Make it down to
love to come to the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be great to have you in studio and just get together face to face. And real quick, Morning Manifesto and Manifesto Radio, where can people find that?
Yeah, so again, if they want to come to the Facebook page, the Morning Manifesto happens every Friday morning at 7 a.m. And Manifesto Radio is just about ready to launch. It's a rebranding of my current podcast. It's going to be a little bit more targeted. It's going to be about 20, 25 minutes. And hopefully, Sam, you'll be one of my guests on there, too. And it's basically, what do you believe in and how are you living it?
Wonderful. Oh, I'd be thrilled to. Thank you so much, Adam. And so, once again, his website is Adam, A-D-A-M, M, a second M, Lamb, L-A-M-B.com. So make sure there are two M's in there. Well, there are three M's in there all together, but two together. Adam M. Lamb. Adam, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show. It's been a pleasure having
you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you very, very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I just want to close off the show. I want to let people know, if you want to, I have my own mailing list. It's actually a small list for people who are interested in doing the plant medicine work and doing sort of the sacred work and to hearing also a little bit about my own personal journey. I send out the newsletter. You can just email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant and let me know .com. If you want to be added to that list, anyone who emails me, I will add you to the list. And so I talk about different events and things coming up. As an example, we've been doing a frog medicine ceremonies here at the Wellness Center at Double Diamond Wellness. We just had one last week. It was very, very powerful. We have another one coming up April 12th. And also have future stuff. I've been working with Kai Cole, one of the other hosts on the network, and Courtney Hale, who's been a guest on her show several times. We're putting together a special weekend retreat for Memorial Day weekend that'll be down in Delaware at a beach house, like a kids camp beach house with 30 bunk beds. We're going to be talking about how you create your own community. How do you choose a shaman to work with? How do you integrate, how to really be a community leader? So we're going to be discussing that throughout the whole weekend. It's very affordable. It'll be a great weekend to get away from the city and come down to the beach. You can, again, email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Thank you for all the Facebook love. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you so much. I love doing the show. I'm so glad you guys are listening. Don't forget, tomorrow we have Follow Me Friday at 12 noon with Joan and Priya and Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio at 1 p.m. Thank you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on the show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.